Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate one of the biggest feasts during the church year. Feast when we celebrate Holy Spirit. This wonderful gift to us. Each of us we received who were baptized and confirmed. We receive this seal of the gift of Holy Spirit. It means that in a time through this sacrament of church, we are given this presence of Holy Spirit, which makes us holy. For sure, it would be great if we were able to keep this grace and holiness from the baptism, chrismation, up to during whole life. But passions, sins, weaknesses come to our life and we are losing this grace. We are losing this light of Holy Spirit. We are losing this life, this divine life in us. When I was watching, like several weeks ago, I was watching on YouTube, there was like documentary video, you know, about life in Eastern Germany, east of Germany, during communists. And it was very familiar because I have the same experience. What I saw, that I saw life in Slovakia under communists. And I told myself, oh my, this was horrible. This was horrible life. But you know what? At the time, we didn't feel it this way. People were living their lives. They adjusted to these conditions, to all those limitations which this regime was giving to life of people. And they would say that they are even happy. They were really enjoying life within these limits which were given to them. But when I see it now, these scenes from this life, and which brings all these reminders, how many limits were put to our lives. And we didn't fully live full life. We were not allowed to live full life. Why I am saying this? I am saying this because we can be in the similar situation in our spiritual lives. That those passions, those weaknesses, these things which come from bad habits, which don't respect God's law, puts limits to our life, causes that we really enjoy this life in these limits which were given us through sin, these limitations. We don't live full life, but still it can happen that we adjust to this life and we think that we are enjoying, that we are really happy in this life. And looking at our weaknesses, we think, well, I cannot never conquer that. Same as we were thinking, okay, I know that behind the borders there is another states, countries, and they enjoy freedom and they live totally different lives. I knew that, everybody knew that. But we were like somehow tied, we said, well, we cannot have this because we cannot do anything with that. And the same way in our spiritual life, we say this, yeah, I have to live as I can because I cannot conquer this limitation. I cannot change them. I cannot change my limits, my, I cannot win my fight over my sins, weaknesses, passions, because it takes effort. And it seems to us a little bit dangerous, because it can change our life. The same thing that we were, many, many people knew about freedom, but they did anything because they were afraid of to go to jail, to be persecuted. So they preferred to accept this limitation and live this life, which was really not good life. The same we do many times in our lives. And this is why church is losing this energy, why church is losing this power which church had in first centuries and after. This is why we are not able to touch others, because we live their life. We live their life and they say, look at us, okay. Those Christians, they do this all things what I do. They are not different from me, but they put on their shoulders this going to church, to pray, to give, to work for good things. I don't need that because I am the same and they are. They don't see this power in us, power of spirit. And they are right. We shouldn't blame them. We should blame them that they have no willingness to come and to look for God, because they don't see this amazing power of Holy Spirit and this new life He gives to us. But you can make conclusion, you know, from my words so far that, well, does it mean that I don't have Holy Spirit in my heart? Well, many can tell us that, you know, do you have this pleasant emotion in your heart? Do you have this excitement? Holy Spirit is in you. You know, do you start to cry when you see, when you listen some kind of oversweet story, song, whatever, and you start to cry even, it's Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit in you when, well, so many prophets, false teachers are here. Let's look at what Holy Fathers say. And I would make summary of their teaching in one story, when a young man, or I don't know, maybe young, well, actually I don't know if it was young, but it was a longer story, I will try to make it very short, came to holy monk and elder, and he came with question. He said, I think that I'm lost. And this elder asked why. Look, because I am very weak. I have a lot of passions. I commit a lot of sins. Look, I am lost because I am trying to pray many hours to ask God for forgiveness, to ask God to give me spirit of repentance. I go very often for confession because I want this grace, because I know that I cannot do anything, I cannot change myself, and I won't. I fight against my passions, and this is my desire to be holy. And more I try, I see that I am worse and worse in my eyes. And he said, what I am doing wrong? What is bad in my life? How can I change this? And this elder stood up, gave him blessing, put his hands on his shoulder and said, oh my child, don't worry. You are already working this Holy Spirit. and he is leading you to holiness. Don't worry. I think that in this is it's described, or we can see if we are open to Holy Spirit or not. If we really are not satisfied where we are, when we cry over our sins, weaknesses, passions, when we beg God for forgiveness, when we are moved inside through some kind of power which pushes us to cleanse our heart, our mind, that we cannot stand dirt of sin in our mind because we see that as an insult to God. When we are looking for each opportunity to come to presence to God because we know that we need Him to help us, to give us this real life, then we know, and we should know, that we cooperate with Holy Spirit. Maybe this fullness of this new life is still not in us, but His presence in us, presence Holy Spirit, started to work on transformation of our soul and mind. Maybe we are able to receive this life, new life, which attracts many. Saint Seraphim Sarov said, acquire calm stillness, calm heart. It means in this ascetical, acquire Holy Spirit, and thousands are new, came to God, will be converted. This is the power of this new life which God wants to give us, if we want. If there is no desire in us to an activity to grow and to grow, then we have to start to ask God to give us power to go out from this country which puts limitations to our life. We should be aware that we adjusted to life which was not meant for us. And we should beg then for God's grace. May we have courage to become free. Amen.